like him. No.
Who do you like?
He was very presidential acting, I thought.
Yes, very true.
But I did like Rick Perry.
Yes, I like Rick Perry. But, you know, someone attacked him on the education situation, did they not?
Well, in the immunization thing, he was trying to pass that law for girls to be immunized.
There's a reason I don't
mandatory.
Like him right
I don't
there.
Like that. Because
that was the subject of my column.
Anybody who does mandatory, to me, is not a Republican.
Yeah. Right.
If it's mandatory, then you're getting the government involved, and they're saying...
And I don't care what kind of excuse you come up with for him doing that. Mm-mm. I got a comment on my column today.
Did you?
Where it's Kathy from Kansas.
And Kathy from Kansas.
She says, mm-hmm, sure. By making it mandatory, that made the insurance companies in Texas pay for the vaccine, whereas if otherwise it's $350. Well, that's still not an excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, individual liberty is worth more than whether something's covered on health insurance.
So it's just coming down to money again.
It comes down to liberty, freedom.
Liberty.
That's what it should come down to.
We don't need the government telling us what vaccines to give our 12-year-old daughter.
Yes, but then, okay, now here I'm going to play the devil's advocate. You don't want leukemia and tuberculosis running around the halls of our elementary schools. If some get inoculated and others don't, they're going to bring it to school. They're going to take it home. I mean, I don't know. I'm confused.
I was inoculated way back when.
Well, we all were.
Well, exactly. So what's the problem with it now?
This was Gardasil.
Mandatory.
This was just for genital warts.
Yeah, this is cervical.
For 12-year-old
cervical
girls to be
cancer.
Inoculated against genital warts.
Cervical cancer.
Hey, but it's the HPV virus that does it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, mandatory. The word mandatory.
Yeah.
Get it? I don't want it. That's the word, mandatory. Yeah. And we'll just have to take the consequences, won't we?
Right.
Hopefully we'll smarten up. So, how about some common sense? You have some common sense for us? You want to wait till next hour with it?
Let's wait till next hour.
Wait till next hour? All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that was good. Here were some facts. That was some things good at the GOP debate.
So when are you going to talk about IHOP? Or aren't you going to?
Yeah, let's talk about it right now. Go ahead.
Because...
Well, he was 104. He was 104, and he was the youngest, as I understand it. And he was on some sort of medication for mental illness.
This is the man.
Well, there's a lot of people on medications for mental illness.
Right.
I have some in my own family. I have friends who have friends and family. Friends and family.
But getting back to, should we kill people? I mean, he killed himself eventually. But if he were still living, would you want the death penalty for that person?
Oh boy, Amy.
I know.
Just asking.
That's a tough question.
It's a toughie,
isn't it?
Well, you know what? It makes me kind of mad.
He certainly deserves it, doesn't he?
It makes me kind of mad when they turn the gun on themselves, like they can't take the consequences. You want to go out there and you want to shoot up a bunch of innocent people for your own craziness, then take the consequences.
It's even worse when those guys kill their wife and kids and then kill themselves. Oh, that just infuriates me.
I just get
Why didn't you just do it in the reverse order?
Exactly.
Yeah, why don't you just kill yourself?
So the poor family, I mean...
Again, the survivors and the innocent family members, people wondering why? What?
Do we even know why?
No, we don't know why.
And we don't know if he really targeted the National Guard, because there were three or four National Guardsmen and women, one woman that died.
Right? I know, did he target that seat just because it was there? Did he target them because they were in uniform?
Yeah. And I think he said he was interested in going into the military as well.
But he wasn't in the military.
No,
was he never in the military?
I don't believe so.
So he's probably mad at them for not taking him. I mean, you don't know the twisted mind.
And maybe he had no idea there were National Guardsmen in there. He just went into the IHOP. I don't know.
No idea.
But here's the one political issue.
How would he know they were in there?
Is immediately after this happened, like every time there's some kind of incident, liberals start saying we need gun control.
I know.
And I'm thinking just the opposite every time.
I know, they were saying...
I wish everybody in that IHOP had a gun. Guy wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds.
There were five people in there that have registered guns, but didn't have them with them.
Right.
Oh, man.
I mean, it
would have been a shootout, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Would have been better.
Here's the thing. They're saying he shouldn't have been able to get guns. If he couldn't get guns, that is not the problem. The sickness is the problem.
Right.
Are you going to ban knives from the kitchen?
Exactly.
Because if somebody goes berserk, they're going to get that knife. Well, there are states. I was just reading about a state.
Yes, Boston.
Boston.
Right?
Yeah. Boston.
What?
They want to regulate knives like other cities regulate guns.
Mm-hmm.
Grief. No,
certain types of...
not just kitchen knives.
No, switchblades. And
I think a lot of states have laws against switchblades. I never quite have understood that. It's just a handy way to get your blade out. Why
what about baseball bats? And I mean, everybody's carrying stuff in their
cars.
Yeah, it's going to
get crazy.
There's all kinds of weapons, and you're going to get a weapon. If you're angry, you're going to get a weapon if you're insane.
Hey, the car is a weapon. Remember that woman who ran over her husband five times accidentally?
Remember Priscilla. We were just sharing the anniversary of the woman who went down Virginia Street. and wiped people out on the sidewalk.
That must have been before
car.
Me.
Good grief.
I was dealing cards at Calneva. She went right up on that. I wasn't there at that time because I worked swing shift. Good. She went right up on the sidewalk and killed six people, just on wiping purpose? Them out with her car.
And the reason was?
Nuts. She'd gone berserk.
When was this, Jay?
Couldn't get him. Oh, don't test me on that. Find out. Priscilla. She's
Priscilla.
19.
She's well known.
Very well known. I mean, they were comparing. Something. They were comparing this happening at IHOP. We haven't had anything so
like
horrendous
mm-hmm.
since Priscilla did that back in 1989,
80? 90, what? My guess is the 80s somewhere.
79 or 80, according to our guest.
1980.
Oh.
Priscilla 1980. Ford.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Priscilla Ford.
Priscilla Joyce Ford, a mass
Thank you,
murderer
Sean.
And the only woman on Nevada's death row.
Mm-hmm. And she's still on death row.
And we're housing her.
No, she
her.
Died on January 29th of 2005.
Oh, I didn't know that. She did finally, huh? Die right there in jail.
She was 75 when she
Well,
died.
She had some years of wondering about what she
I've
did.
I've never heard of that story.
I hadn't either.
Well, no, you're from
Where's
Michigan.
Jay?
You I haven't heard it either?
It was
no.
Thanksgiving
yeah.
Day,
Thanksgiving
Jay.
Day.
Good
yes,
grief.
I was
she was
dealing,
driving north on Virginia Street.
Yep, and just ran up on the sidewalk and just started running over people.
So the question is, do we care why these people go out and do these things?
Well, we do care.
Do we?
Well, of course we do.
Okay, so if we do, do we put them in jail and figure out why? And
no, mental institute.
A mental institution then.
I don't know. What do we
I
do?
I go back and forth. I just know
say
that,
kill them.
That when Illinois stopped having the death penalty.
Amy, my sweet little Amy here is just,
did she just
kill them, kill them,
yes,
kill
them. Put them out of their misery and kill them.
No, but it doesn't.
Do you remember why Illinois stopped the death penalty? Because they were finding so many of these guys on death row were innocent. The Innocence Project came in, did
go.
DNA testing, and they weren't even guilty.
That's
Gosh,
a frustration.
So that's why JP does not
Could we get
like
any more confused? Could we get any more confused on these subjects? Maybe we'll never untangle all this.
Probably not.
You're with Broadview. Coming up next, we're going to lighten the load. We've got our Laugh Lounge coming up. And Carla Rhea is here with us. And I hear she's a very funny girl. Brought to you by the Reno Tahoe Comedy Pioneer Underground. So we'll do that when we come back. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, JP and Amy.
Thank
You're
you.
You're on Broadview.
$12.70 The Buzz.
As summer is ending and autumn is coming, it's time to take care of yourself. And RenewMD is a great place to start. RenewMD is staffed by experts in custom skin refinement with the latest technology and equipment to improve your appearance. Come and experience why over 99% of RenewMD's customers rate our services and products as excellent. Board certified in plastic surgery and a leading authority on cosmetic surgery and skin, RenewMD Medical Director Dr. James Murphy welcomes you to our area's most complete medical spa facility. Whether you have wrinkles, blotchy, uneven skin tones, or sunspots, RenewMD offers complimentary consultations that can provide you with information on the products and services that can have you looking younger with more vibrant skin in as little as a few weeks. The RenewMD staff of experts have primary and advanced certifications in Botox, Restylane, and other injectables. Call RenewMD today for your complimentary consultation. RenewMD, setting the gold standard for medical spas at affordable prices. Call 852-4500.
Business owners, listen up. Are you looking to bring in new customers easily and for less money? Well, now it's time to reach your local prospects online and by email. All local, with no waste, and so easy. Post your coupon today before our price goes up. It'll take you less than 5 minutes.
10RenoCoupons.com.
A weekly email with great deals from local businesses. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Now you can get low credit union rates and have your auto loan approved within minutes, right at the dealership through CUDL. Let your credit union make your car buying experience a dream come true. Time for a new or used vehicle? Your local credit union is now approving auto loans within minutes, right at dealerships through CUDL, even when the credit union is closed. For more information or a list of participating dealerships near you, visit CUDLAutosmart.com. Now you can get great credit union financing right at the dealership.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. Glad to have you along today. And we were talking with Carla. Carla's messing with her microphone there.
You
good,
the,
great.
You got the fancy equipment, don't you?
Carla Rhea.
Carla Ray.
Oh, I told you not to
correct me, Carla. Sorry. It's Carla Rhea. It is. It is in Italy.
In Italy. You're Italian.
Yeah. Yes.
So you were here back. We were talking about, I know it's not comedy, but you were talking about Priscilla Ford. And you were here going to college.
Yeah.
You remember it.
I do remember. It was Thanksgiving. And like I say, everybody, you know, you saw it on the news. It was a breaking news story. And everybody thought, oh, this woman must have fallen
asleep. Had a
heart
attack.
And no, she just gunned it and had every intention of mowing several people down. Nobody knew why. Nobody seemed to know why. Obviously a bad day.
I don't think they ever knew why.
No.
I mean, she had mental problems.
Yeah.
Like they, I mean,
absolutely.
Come on.
How can there be a why? There can't be a good
it's
why.
It's a big duh. Yeah. It's a big duh.
Yeah.
If you go do something like that.
We all have bad days.
I know.
But,
I would hope somebody would catch me and say,
get a bikini
you're
wax,
getting a little
honey.
Bizarre,
yeah,
Jay.
Wax. Yeah. You know.
Come back to us. Come back to us.
You know.
Start talking about stuff like that. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I was listening to you earlier. Wow, you guys.
Crazy stuff,
I was going to announce my candidacy, but I'm not going to now.
Oh, come on. We need a woman in the presidency.
Boy, don't we?
Yes.
Don't we?
Go get him, girl.
Well, I think
you know things are bad when Dick Cheney is saying, I like Hillary. What?
Out of all the women in life.
I know.
That might be true.
She makes the most sense of all in his book. She makes the most sense. And he was interviewed on the Today Show.
Both parties are...